Okay, how are you today? Namo myoho renge kyo. Thanks for being here. This is I don't know. It's this is an interesting go show. It's written to Shijo Kingo, as you know, is a very important or dedicated disciple of Nichiren Shonin. Shijo Kingo is one of the head samurais of the ruling family in an area of Japan, and so he has a lot of responsibilities. And as we've talked before, he has many samurai under him that talk behind his back and are trying to convince him to stop his allegiance to Nichiren. Even his boss, the Lord Emma, admonishes him for following Nichiren. So he has a lot of people dissuading him from his practice. So oftentimes, when we read letters from Nichiren, he's appreciating the gifts and the support that Shijo Kingo has sent him. There's always an acknowledgement. It's a polite thing to do when people send you something to write them back and let them know at least that you've received it, right? But other than that, it always takes the opportunity to answer some questions or some notes that came along with the they didn't have the internet then or a postal service. So when offerings or support or things were sent to support Nichiren, help him get through the winters and so on and so forth, the messenger always came with either some sealed document or orally would transmit to him some information. And so Nichiren is responding to the fact that at this time when he wrote this, Japan was going through a lot of instability. There were threats from Kublai Khan, the Mongols wanting to invade and take over Japan. They'd already invaded some areas in the north, and they were moving toward Kamakura, the center of government. And demands had been laid out, and threats of war were coming. And so, aside from natural disasters and some famine that was going on, a lot of troubles in the area, the place, the land, where Shijo Kingo lived under the auspices of a ruling family was receiving threats, and there was a lot of unrest. And so, evidently, Shijo Kingo sent some offerings to Nichiren, not only to help Nichiren, but in offering support to Nichiren, in so doing, offer support to his practice, to Shijo Kingo's practice, as well as Nichiren. And by default, supporting the teachings of the Lotus Sutra. And so, in Buddhism, as you may already know, making those kinds of offerings to support the votary of the Lotus Sutra is a very, very profound cause to make in order to secure the best possible result, not just enlightenment, but enlightenment, because it is in Buddhism such a it's about living our lives to their fullest, right? With our Buddha mind, our Buddha wisdom. And so making a cause toward that by supporting is to gain some strength, some insight, some development toward one's enlightenment. And in so doing, the protection of that Buddha wisdom and that enlightenment, right? So this is what this note is about. Shijo Kingo points a little fun at Ryokan Bo, who's the head priest in that area, that head monk who is propagating what is it, the precept school? Which school is it? It's one of the schools that Nichiren rails against all the time, particularly with respect to this area because, as I've read before, not long ago, a letter from Shijo Kingo's wife, looking for advice, and she's kind of torn. So he doesn't miss a beat here as he writes back, and maybe Shijo Kingo actually said something about it, but his wife, her dedication to her Buddhist practice keeps slipping to the local authorities because she's so unsure and uncommitted. And that's not good for our Buddhist practice. As you know, we have to have tremendous resolve and confidence, or we're just, diddling around. We're not getting anywhere. So, where is that reference? I think it's oh yeah, I remember now. It's the True Word School. I still don't see it. Oh, there it is. A Temple of the True Word Precept School. So it's both things that were in my mind. All right, so let's just get into it here. I say all of that because it's not the typical Gosho in that we don't get this list of doctrinal scholarship and it's not that specific. It's really a letter trying to bolster some confidence in Shijo Kingo and offer him some logic about the situation through Buddhist eyes in order to, well, first thank him for the offerings, but to let him give him a bigger picture of what's going on in his country around him and also Nichiren's place in that, which isn't. It isn't meant as a boastful thing as much as it is a confidence builder to Shijo Kingo and his wife that, look, you're practicing correctly. I am the votary of the Lotus Sutra, so whatever actions you take to support me are really profound for your own practice. Not me ego, but me as representative of Lotus Sutra, and therefore the teachings are what you're supporting. It's kind of complex, but really it's pretty straightforward. And I think Nichiren reinforces that view again, as he usually does. This Gosho is called the Royal Palace for a good reason, as you'll ascertain as we get into this. All right, he starts. I've received your 1500 coins. I am pleased that you informed me in detail about the fire that destroyed Gokaruku-ji Temple, Gokuraku-ji Temple is the main temple in that area that promotes the True Word Precept School, of which Roikan is the major abbot, if you will. Conflagration corresponds to the third level of the seven disasters described in the Benevolent King's Sutra and to the first of the seven disasters mentioned in the Lotus Sutra. So right away, he wants to let him know that he can view this situation of this fire, especially at a Buddhist temple, albeit True Word Precepts temple. It's still a temple, a place of import in Japanese society. Their philosophy slash religion was coupled very closely with their governance and government. Okay, so he goes on. No sword can cut the air. No fire can burn water. Similarly, no fire can harm a sage, a worthy, a person of good fortune, or a person of wisdom. For example, the great city of Rajagriha in India is said to have enclosed 900,000 dwellings, but huge fires broke out on seven occasions and it was destroyed. When the king saw the people about to flee in despair, his grief knew no bounds. At that time, a wise man advised him in saying, quote, conflagration is one of seven disasters. Occurs when a sage has left the country and the good fortune of the ruler has been exhausted. In this case, however, even though successive fires have destroyed the houses of the populace, they have never once engulfed the royal palace. This indicates that the fault lies not with the ruler, but with the people. Therefore, if you name the entire city in which they dwell Rajagriha, the royal palace, the god of fire will be afraid to burn their houses. The king thought this advice reasonable and named the city Rajagriha, the royal palace, and fire never broke out again. This story teaches us that fire cannot destroy a person of great good fortune. So, another one of those expedient means teachings, right? In other words, if you're a person who, any person can be aware or embrace the fact that they are, that we are, people of great fortune. In some area or in its entirety, we have great fortune. We have great fortune to be born human, for one. To have this opportunity, in other words, to awaken our enlightened nature, right? So, if you are selfish about that and just hold it for yourself, you'll enjoy the benefits of it, certainly. But if you embrace your surroundings, then you also share your fortune, whatever it is, with that surrounding. But it requires that you embrace it. So that's what this story is about, right? In this country, he continues, however, the shogun's palace has just burned down, a sign that the good fortune of Japan is about to be exhausted. So whereas in the story, the ruler is protected from the fires, in this case, not so. Calamities, he keeps going, calamities are arising with growing frequency. Probably because monks steeped in slander of the correct teaching are offered up for, are offering up fervent prayers in an attempt to subdue me. The example being is they're working actively against the correct teaching, right? Going on, a name reveals the essence of a thing. The slanderous sage, monk Two Fires, is the teacher of people high and low throughout Kamakura. So who's a monk Two Fires? That's Roikan. And what he's done is he's taken Rokanbo and he's dropped the N at the end of his name. So now he's Rokabo, not Roikan. Ryoka means Two Fires. Okay. One of the Two Fires was concentrated on his own grounds, Roikan, reducing Gokuraku-ji, Paradise Temple, to Jigoku-ji. Jigoku means hell, so that's now Hell Temple. Forget Paradise Temple, it's Hell Temple because of the fire, right? The other fire leaped over to devour the ruler's palace. So, as I said, religion and government, two peas in a pod in Japan at that time, and when the fire consumed the temple, now Hell Temple, according to Nichiren, it continued right out of the temple and went over to the residence of the governing, the ruling elite in the family. So, furthermore, he goes on, this double fire not only ravaged the country in this existence, but foretells that the teacher and his disciples throughout Japan will in their next life fall into the hell of incessant suffering, where they will burn in the Avicii flames. The ignorant monks did not heed the words of a man of great wisdom, and this disaster came about as a result. How pitiful. I have already written to you about this. Incidentally, I have pastured the mare you gave me, and she has found a mate and given birth to a chestnut-colored colt. What a wonderful horse! I want you to see it by all means. So you see, this letter is kind of, it's a mixture of, man, I'm sorry you're going through that stuff, but understand you're going through it because these people are making these terrible decisions. And by the way, you're making such great causes and come and visit me and da 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 da. So now, he's going to go on and he's going to touch on the situation with Shijo Kingo's wife. He goes on, "I have heard a great deal about the lay nun of Nagoya here too. I was told that someone happened to meet her and took her soundly to task for praising the doctrine of theoretical endowment." This is a school that's still of a kind of an offshoot of Tendai that that believes that they can attain enlightenment through a portion of Tendai's doctrines about the 3,000 realms in a single moment existing in all people, and taking that as the only thing, the thing that will grant you attainment, that everybody can attain to. But they stop there. They don't go on to actualize it. Anyway, "As for your wife's prayers," you see how she comes up out of this, "even though she does not doubt the Lotus Sutra," good thing, "I suspect that her resolve may be weak. I have found that even those who appear to believe just as the sutra teaches may not actually have strong resolve and conviction at all, as you are already well aware." So this is an ongoing thing with his wife. She appreciates Shijo Kingo's devotion to Nichiren and the teachings, the doctrine of Nichiren. And she, I think at some point between their communications, understand that it's proven, it's not a fallacy, that the Nichiren is practicing correctly and this is the way to achieve enlightenment. But she feels a lot of pressure, right, from her environment, her girlfriends, her and she, I mean, I'm sure she's heard more than a few arguments between Shijo Kingo and his underlings about, "You got to stop fiddling around with Nichiren and you got to go to Goku, what was it, Gokuraku Ji, and come and show your face at the temple where they practice the true word precepts," which is what his wife keeps doing the prayers of, and it's kind of secret because she wants to cover all bases, see. But unfortunately, that weakens her resolve toward the Lotus Sutra. So, "Moreover, a woman's mind is harder to understand than it is to tie up the wind. The fact that her prayers have gone unanswered is like a strong bow with a weak bowstring, or a fine sword in the hands of a coward. It is in no sense the fault of the Lotus Sutra. Explain to her thoroughly that she herself should discard the Nembutsu and the precept school's teachings once and for all. Stop trying to cover all bases and get focused. And to the full extent of her ability, teach others to do the same. Just as you have steadfastly carried out your resolute mind and conviction, despite others' hatred, however much she may believe in the Lotus Sutra, I doubt that she feels as strongly about its enemies as she would about a courtesan." In other words, have her develop the attitude that these other things that she's trying to cover all bases with is tantamount to inviting courtesans into the household to service her husband. She wouldn't be very likely to do that, right? She's Shijo Kingo's wife. She controls the house. To have courtesans come in and start to undermine her, she wouldn't like that, right? Well, have her think about the Lotus Sutra that way. He's telling Shijo Kingo, "Doctor, explain to her, you know, you need to focus on the Lotus Sutra and stop milling around these other things, because they're distracting you. And you know, you should treat them as though we invited, or I invited courtesans into the house. How would you feel about that? Right? Stop doing that." All right. So, he goes on, "In all worldly affairs, those who oppose their parents or disobey the ruler incur the wrath of heaven for their unfilial or disloyal conduct. But if one's parents or ruler becomes an enemy of the Lotus Sutra, then disobedience is in fact an act of loyalty, filial piety, and repays one's debt of gratitude to the nation. Therefore, since I first read the Lotus Sutra, I have upheld my resolute mind and conviction without faltering, even though my parents implored me with their palms joined to desist, and even though my teacher disowned me. The Lord of Kamakura, the regent, twice exiled me, and I nearly had my head cut off. Because I have persevered without fear, there are now people who think my teachings may be true. Nichiren may well be the only person in Japan to disobey sovereign parents and teacher, and yet, still in the end, receive the protection of the gods. Watch what happens in the future. If those monks who abuse me would pray for the peace of the country, they will only hasten the nation's ruin. Finally, should the consequences become truly grave, everyone from the ruler on down to the common people will become a slave of the pigtailed Mongols and have bitter regrets. Setting aside the next life, as a warning to people in this life, I have enjoined the heavenly lords Brahma and Chakra, the gods of the sun and moon, and the four heavenly kings to punish those who have become enemies of the Lotus Sutra. You'll see by the results of my prediction whether or not I am the votary of the Lotus Sutra. When I speak in this way, the ruler and the others may think I am making threats or boastful, but I in no way speak out of hatred. I speak out of the profound compassion to enable them to eradicate in this life the tortures of the hell of incessant suffering into which they are otherwise destined to fall. The great teacher Chang'an said, quote, "One who rids the offender of evil is acting as his parent." Nichiren, who admonishes them for their negative influences, is father and mother to the ruler and the teacher of all living beings. There is much more that I would like to say, but I'll stop here. I appreciate your offerings of one horse load of polished wheat and of ginger. Nichiren. So, obviously a lot's going on, because even as I read this letter, you can tell that it kind of jumps around a bit, doesn't it? So Nietzsche may have felt a bit hurried to get this response to him. He's no longer in exile. He's in the country. So he's witnessing everything that's going on with the Mongol threats and the people behaving, you know, scared. And so he's trying to, he's thanking Shijo Kingo. He's assuring him. He also, as Nichiren knows, that Shijo Kingo is intimate with a woman who's shaky in her resolve. So you need to, if you want to feel more secure, what you're doing with me is tremendous. But your other half, your wife, she's insecure and not well convinced. And you, as her husband, have tremendous influence on her. So sit her down and have a straight talk with her so that she gets her resolve straight. And then both of you are focused and therefore ameliorate your circumstance and your protection. And by the way, as a reminder, look at my situation. I'm not just some charlatan here. You know, look at the actual proof of what I've done, what the Gosho, what the sutra says. And my position in the lineage of Buddhism as its votary, it's very important, right? That my words are heeded, that they come with the backing of history and teachings and the words of Shakyamuni himself and others, as he's constantly quoting, right? So, interesting letter. Puts us kind of as a fly on the wall of what's going on in Japan at the time. But I think we can glean some interesting lessons out of it. The main thing, I think, for me anyway, is how difficult it can be to keep our resolve and keep reminding ourselves. When your life starts to feel like it's kind of chunking or falling apart in some way, or you feel without direction or doubt, Take it to Gohonzon. Just spend a little time chanting and see if you don't just start aligning yourself, feeling more confident at least, if nothing else, right? All right. Thanks for listening along. This hasn't been a long one, but maybe that's good. Remember, transcribe all of these to podcasts available anywhere. The Buddhahood Podcast, the whole name. The Buddhahood Podcast, three words. All right. I'll see you soon with another one. Thanks. In the meantime, please take care of your health these days during this pandemic. And I will try to do the same. Namo myoho renge kyo. Bye.